B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Anthony, it's Money Maury. Green and Seth, how about that? I don't grow bombers. I trade for them. Ha ha ha. Sixers all the way, baby. Let's make some noise, come on. BDM out.
Let's make some noise, come on.
Oh my God. That's the greatest. I don't grow bombers, I trade for...
I need to grow a bomber.
That is BDM, Big Daryl Morey's brain. So we have a direct line to Daryl Morey's brain. So when you hear that, you know Daryl Morey's brain always close by. Also always close by, another great basketball brain. He covers the Sixers. Terrific. Inquirer.com. I love him. Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline. Keith!
What's good, man? How you been, cuz?
Oh, dude, you know, I'm a happy guy right now. This Daryl Morey's special, dude. He comes in, boom, boom, right away, and he knows how to fix mistakes.
Yeah, he does. He does. You know, it was funny. Like, last night, like, I tweeted that he's, like, Mr. Clean. I mean, because he, like, basically came in here and really cleaned up a lot of mistakes. You know, he just, I mean, you know, the thing that he did, being able to get rid of Al Horford's contract, to be able to create, you know, get shooters around Ben Simmons. You know, I think that those things were huge. And then, you know, they also got a nice young guard and Tyrese Maxey. You know, I don't know how much he's going to, you know, play and what type of role he's going to have. You know, that's to be decided. But at the same time, you know, you look and you see what Daryl Morey did, and you have to be impressed.
You know, it's funny, real quick, just on Maxey, before we get back to BDM. Maxey reminds me, I think he can be what Fultz was supposed to be. I think he can grow into that role as a combo guard, a guy next to Ben who could put the ball on the floor a little bit, run the offense if you want to kind of post Ben up at times, you know, stop and pop. Like, I think he can be that guy.
You know, it's funny. Like, the reason I started laughing is because, like, literally when I was waiting to, you know, come on your show, I was thinking the same thing. You know, I was thinking, like, you know, how does Markel Fultz feel right now? Because he could have been that combo guard. You know, he was hyped up to be the guy that everybody thought he was going to be. And you look at Maxey, and he's like a smaller version, of him, but it's the same kind of guy in a way.
Yeah, man. Last night I wanted him, and I'm going, listen, and I know everybody wanted these shooters, and I get it. I think this kid's shot. His kid's shot looks good to me. It doesn't look like it's broken or needs to be tweaked or anything. I think his shot looks fine.
Yeah, I mean, here, like, he's kind of like a new age combo guard. Like, you know, these guys are lightning quick. They can get to the rim. You know, they're extremely athletic. The thing is, though, you know, he's a guy that's a part of Clutch Sports with LeBron and and I feel like, you know, if he wants to be great, and he knows the hard work that these guys put in. And I think that he's going to go and he's going to put in the work. You know, I saw like a documentary on him where if all he does is work hard and the sacrifices that his family made for him. So I think that he's not just going to be one of these guys that's just going to be happy to say, I have a roster spot. I think that he wants to be great and he's going to put in the work to become great.
Yeah. Yeah. I completely agree. I'm with you. I like this father. His father was cool, man. Father pushing him. Good man. You could see, you know, I felt that was cool. Let me ask you about Daryl Morey. Talking to Keith Pompey, Inquirer.com, covers the Sixers. You know him. You read him. You follow him on Twitter. Do you see anything big? Like, I know, I don't want to be greedy, but I got to ask the question. Anything with LaVine, anything more like in a monumental piece you think could be coming?
The thing is, I guess it would have to be via a trade, and it has to be one of those things like, what is a team willing to take in? You know, we both agree it's not going to be Ben Simmons, it's not going to be Joel. I mean, you look at Tobias at this particular thing, he's still the third option. I mean, is Chicago going to want to take Tobias? You know, and are they going to want him to be like one of the focal points? I mean, you know, that's the thing. And then, like, if you get that, then who's going to be your four? I mean, who's going to be your power forward? I mean, Zach LaVine would be my only thing about Zach LaVine is that, you know, he's a great guard. You know, he's not an all-star, but he's on the verge of being one, extremely athletic. He's also ball dominant, too, just like Ben. The way this is set up, it looks like Ben's going to have the ball in his hands, and you're going to have a lot of shooters around him where Ben's going to be quarterback in the gym, right? You know, how is that going to work when you got a guy like Zach LaVine who takes a lot of dribbles, like an ISO type of guy, when you have, you know, Seth Curry and Danny Green, all these kind of spot up type of guys. So I don't know if it's a great fit. I mean, it could possibly work, but I just don't know if it's a great fit now the way that you are trying to assemble the pieces for the style of play.
I agree with you. I think, listen, I'm not saying I wouldn't want him because I do like him and I do think he could be more off the ball, but regardless, I agree with you. I don't think it's heading that direction right now.
Mm-mm.
So I look at the starting five, Joe, Danny Green, Tobias, Ben, and Tease, right? I mean, I look at that and I think, all right, because I think Matisse, any word on how that shot's coming? Because he's got the D part. You get the three part, man. That's another that would be extremely valuable as a spacer.
Yeah, I haven't, you know what, I guess that's bad on my part. I haven't, like, reached out to, you know, I spoke to people, but I haven't, like, asked them about his shot or anything like that. The only thing I will say is that, you know, he's back in Seattle and stuff like that, working out with Jamal and all them. You know, I'm pretty confident that he is working on something because he knows that, you know, the next level from year one to year two is extremely vital. But in regards to, like, you know, getting some real intel on some specifics, I don't have it.
I'm maniacal with this stuff, right? So please, yeah. don't mind me.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Do you think so? What happens? Is there a bench piece? What's the bench rotation look like to you? So Curry comes off the bench, obviously, and then after that is Shake a part of this thing? I guess Norvell Pell's there as a big. I don't know about GR3. Like, what are you kind of looking at how the roster gets filled out from the bench standpoint?
And you know, it's crazy. When you look at it, you say Norvell is there, right? You would think that. But right about now, like, if I'm Doc Rivers, I would probably, even if I kept Norvell, you know, the going rate for us, a backup center, is like the NBA minimum. Like, you could get a guy a little bit more than that. But,
yeah,
you know, you could get a guy cheap. So if I was him, I think I would be in the market for another big if I can get one in free agency. You know what I mean? Just in case, because you never know what's going to happen, right? You want a veteran big. But when you look at it, you know, when you look at it, yeah, I'm with you. Like, you know, I'm looking at Shake, you know, maybe, you know, Furkan, if they, you know, they could bring him back to see what he can do. But if I'm the 76ers, although I have Tyrese Maxey, and I think he's a combo guard, I'm looking for a quality veteran point guard that I can get with value. I mean, I think that's what this team needs, because there's going to be times where you're going to have sets and you're going to want Ben Simmons to play off the ball, and you go small ball, you may want him to play the four or the five. And I think you're going to need a point guard, a guy who can run the offense. Because if you look at it last year, that's what the struggle was.
Yeah, Neto.
You took him off the ball. They didn't. You said with Neto?
Yeah.
You took him off the ball. Like, you got me laughing the way you just said it. But you took Ben off the ball and you were struggling. So to me, that's the biggest need for the Sixers right now. A quality, pure backup point guard.
Yeah. Any names? Anything you kind of spying?
Let me look, because it's funny. I was all, like, focused on the draft. And it's crazy. Like, after the draft is over, like, I was like, hey, you mean to tell me free agency starts in, like, 48 hours or less than 48 hours, you know?
I know, it's crazy. The whole thing's crazy. But it's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot. You know, and see, you know, to me personally, and he's not going to take a minimum deal, but, and I know some people say the guy can't shoot. And I believe he's going to go to Atlanta. That's what I'm hearing. But I like Rajon Rondo just because he's an extremely smart guy.
Yeah.
He played for Doc. Again, I know he can't shoot, but at the same time, there are certain guys who have winner quality. But I would like to see him, but I think he's going to get paid. I don't think the Sixers can afford him right about now.
Yeah, I kind of think so too. I think the one thing that I really love about getting Danny Green is a guy who's won, right? And I brought this up all morning, but it stood out is when Doc was on ESPN last night and he said, listen, I like our team a lot. He goes, now we need to learn and figure out how to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they fixed the spacing piece of it, right? Like, you know, Jay Rich, who I liked singularly as a ball player, but he doesn't fit with Tobias and Ben, right? Because he's so mid-range. He's not consistent enough to knock down and space the floor. Horford, we same thing with Al. So I think they fixed the spacing piece of it, and I think now there needs to be an evolution, obviously, in Ben's game and throughout, and they figure out how to win consistently.
Yeah, you're exactly right, and that's what they need. They need to bring in more type of winner-type guys. Like, that's what they need. Now, here's something else I like about Danny Green. Like, a lot of people don't know this. Like, Danny Green and Tobias are very good friends. You know, they're both two guys from New York now. You know, Danny Green, I believe he's from Mount Vernon, Tobias is from Long Island. But at the same time, they grew up together, you know, playing in the circles. They know each other. So, it's good to have your buddy there. And like you said, you know, they got guys who can win. And you look at it, then also you got guys who work hard. Look at Seth Curry. You know, he was always known as Steph's little brother. And he bounced around on several teams. And last year he was second in the NBA in three-point shooting. I mean, that's because they work hard, you know. And so I think that these are going to be guys, especially with this new coaching staff, to whereas you come into the gym, you're going to see people in the gymnasium early just getting up shots. And you're not going to have an excuse to say, hey, I wanted to sleep in late or I just wanted to get here on time. You know, you're going to get there. You're going to get there early because – you're going to see this is what these guys do. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think it's great for the Sixers. And I'm going to be quite honest with you. You know, when we talk back to when they had Ersan Ilyasova, Marco Bellinelli, Cub, and J.J. Redick, we were like, man, the spacing is great. Guys are knocking down threes. They finished the season, regular season, with 16 consecutive victories. The city was like ablaze. Everybody was excited. And they didn't bring those guys back because they couldn't play Dick, right? Now you look at these guys, they are on the same level, if not better, collectively as shooting from the outside with this guy Isaiah Joe in the mix. So I look at it and I'm saying to myself, like, you know what? I'm really excited about this season because back then no one said Joel and Ben can't play together. I mean, Ben Simmons was just getting triple doubles like it was no tomorrow because he had shooters. And Joel had a lot of space where he can dominate.
Dude, I said the same thing earlier in the show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
I said the same thing. I used the same example of Bellinelli. I can't believe you said that because I said the exact same thing about an hour ago. And again, the difference is Danny Green will play a little defense for you, right?
Yeah.
You got Matisse in the mix who will play defense. So you got spacers, but you don't lack defense. Like you can't win. It's impossible to win in the playoffs with Bellinelli and Redick playing together, playing big minutes. It's just, you can't do it. You know what I mean? And I love that team, and that team made Brett happy, and it was his style and the whole thing. But they just couldn't. You weren't going to be able to win. So now you got, and again, the key's going to be, can Ben, again, go to the line and get his points that way? And because I do agree with you that people will look at him different if all those doinks that we saw last year all of a sudden hit net, and then he's got like 14, 15 dimes. People go, Ben's balling.
Exactly, and that's what it is. And then you know what? No one's going to say, "Oh, you gotta fire." Now again, in the playoff, he is going to have to shoot the ball, right? I mean, let's face it, you're going to sag off him. But like, the thing is, the one guy we're not talking about is Tobias can stretch the floor too. Now, do I call him a knockdown sharpshooter? No, but he can shoot the ball. So it's going to be one of those things where, it's just going to be free for them. I mean, it's just going to be an exciting style play. And the good thing about it is because it's like you have a new coach here. You have a new coach and staff. So it's kind of like it's going to be new to all of us because we know what type of style he did with the Clippers and with Boston. But now it's kind of like you're looking at it and say, well, what is he going to be able to implement with like a Ben Simmons and a Joel Embiid? So it's all like, it's like getting a new car. Like you don't want to get a scratch on it. You want to like pay close attention to it. You're looking at it out the window, stuff like that.
That's a great analogy.
The season right now, trying to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, Keith, I got to tell you, so much fun, man. So much fun talking to you. And I know you got to get back to work, and I know that sucks because you just got off work, but, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. This whole thing's going to be a blast. So, we're going to be bugging you, but I think you'll be energized by what you see. Better than anybody, man. When you're covering a team, that team's good, there's a certain energy around it.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm looking forward to reading your book, too. I'm pretty sure you're going to have one coming.
You'll be seeing me back on the road, baby. We'll be grabbing dinner, brother.
I got you. All right, my man.
Thanks, baby. Take it easy, Keith. That's Keith Pompey on the Comcast Business Hotline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.